Now to France and what's being called the biggest bank fraud in history. We're talking $7 billion, and the bank involved is one of the world's largest. It's Société Générale. The fraud was allegedly perpetrated by just one young trader. Eleanor Beardsley has been following this story from Paris, and she joins me now. And Eleanor, $7 billion fraud. What exactly does that mean, that this trader allegedly stole $7 billion?
Well, it looks like it disappeared into thin air for the bank. At any rate, it's huge. It is rocking the country, this news. I mean, the last time something like this happened was in 1995, where the British bank Barings folded, went out of business because a trader took $1.4 billion. So this is, you know, three times and more of that. So we don't really know yet how big it's going to be. There's speculation whether the bank will make it, but it seems that it will. But it is huge.
$7 billion, yeah. And who is this trader?
Well, not that much is known about him. He is French. He's in his early 30s. His name just came out, Jerome Kerviel. He was apparently, according to one bank board member, not one of our rising stars. He made less than $150,000 a year, and he had kind of a junior position. He was a futures trader on European equity markets. But he apparently knew the system, the bank system, in and out, and he was, as the bank CEO said, he was doing very simple transactions, taking a position on shares rising, but using extremely sophisticated various techniques to hide it. It all came crashing down when there started to be this volatility in the world markets. He tried to close his positions, and it spiraled out of control.
And how did the bank find out about him and these trades?
Well, the bank had some suspicions, and apparently this weekend, Société Générale alerted the Bank of France about it, and they did everything they could on Monday to close all these positions, but the markets were going, just falling all over the world, and that's where they just lost their shirts, because nothing they could do was fast enough. Everything was moving too fast.
So what's happening now? How's the bank going to recover from this gigantic loss? And what's going to happen to this young trader?
Well, the CEO of the bank and his number two person, they offered their resignations this morning. Now, the bank board denied that. They wouldn't accept it. So the two top people have said they're going to forego their salaries through June. They've been all over the television apologizing to shareholders. This is the world's seventh largest bank. There's 22 million members. So they put an official apology on their website. They're announcing they still have a profit this year, but obviously it's just eaten way into that. It's just colossal losses. The trader himself, he has not been arrested so far, but the bank is bringing legal action against him. He's, of course, been dismissed from his position, and all of his managers have been fired. So also you have hundreds of shareholders who are now suing the bank. So you have the Minister of Finance, who is trying to reassure the French people that the bank will be okay and everything will be put in order, but it really has given the country quite a jolt.
And that's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris.